All right, so, you know, you wouldn't think there'd be much to say about a plastic surgeon's website, right?
Right.
You know, like, they're all kind of the same, right?
Yeah, you would think so. You would think so.
But we're diving into one today from Rubus Plastic Surgery. This is in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And, you know, we're not here to judge Dr. Rubus or his practice or anything, but I think there's actually a lot we can unpack here.
Absolutely, yeah.
About sort of the psychology of these websites, right? Like,
yeah.
How are they designed? Who are they designed to appeal to? Like, what can we learn from this?
Yeah. These websites are carefully crafted to really try to reel you in, you know? And they're often very subtle in the way that they do it.
So I'm seeing this tagline everywhere on the homepage of the Rubus Plastic Surgery site. It says, "Be the you you want to be." What do you make of that?
I mean, it's catchy, right?
Yeah.
And it really plays into this whole idea of self-improvement and this, you know, this desire we have, so many of us have, to kind of take control of our appearance and be our best selves.
Yeah. And I am seeing that request a consultation button everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Like, right next to the tagline, right? Like, it's almost like they're...
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to let you, like...
It's very intentional. The repetition, the button placement, they want to make it as easy as possible for you to take that next step.
Right. Right. But so it's not, I mean, obviously, like, any plastic surgery website is going to, you know, talk about the procedures they offer. But this one really seems to focus on, like, you know, Dr. Rubus's care and compassion. There's even like a patient testimonial here. I'm just going to quote it real quick. It says, "Dr. Rubus was so kind and understanding. He really listened to my concerns."
It makes sense. Right.
Right.
I mean, it's not just about the technical stuff, right?
Right.
They're trying to build trust.
Right.
They're trying to create an emotional connection because, I mean, let's be honest, it's a big decision to go under the knife.
Oh, absolutely.
So you need to feel confident in your surgeon, not just their skills, but also, like you said, that they're going to treat you with empathy and respect.
One thing I did notice that's interesting is, like, you know, they don't really get into the nitty-gritty, right?
What do you mean?
Like, they don't talk that much about, you know, specific procedures, like the details or risks or costs.
Yeah, and that could be deliberate, right? They might be trying to encourage those consultations, you know, get people on the phone, get them in the office so they can have that more personalized discussion.
Okay, so it's like that kind of personal touch, you know?
Exactly.
Which I guess makes sense, right? Because everyone's situation's different.
Exactly. And there might be some, you know, regulations around advertising that they have to be mindful of as well.
Right, right. Now, I'm down here in the website footer. It says, "Copyright Center for Breast and Body Contouring."
Oh, interesting.
Which is not Rubus Plastic Surgery. And then there's also, like, a HIPAA compliance mentioned down here.
Yeah, so the name thing is curious. It could be a branding strategy or maybe, you know, separate legal entities. Who knows? But the HIPAA thing, I mean, that's standard. But it's essential in this field, right? You're dealing with sensitive medical information.
Right.
So emphasizing patient privacy is huge for building trust.
So it's like even something as, you know, seemingly simple as a plastic surgeon's website can be this, like, carefully crafted.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like a piece of marketing, you know.
They have a captive audience in a lot of ways. Yeah. You know, people who are looking for these services are often, you know, they're already feeling a certain way. They're looking for solutions. So these websites really try to tap into that.
And it's not just plastic surgery websites, right? Like, I feel like this is everywhere.
Oh, 100%.
Like, I'm thinking about, you know, all the websites we visit, you know, for travel, for technology, even for groceries. Like, are they all using these same, you know, kind of psychological tricks to, like, influence our choices?
I mean, think about it. Have you ever just browsing online for something and then you see that ad pop up for the exact same thing you were just looking at?
Oh, all the time, yeah.
Like, how did they know?
Yeah.
But it works,
yeah.
Right? They're tracking our every move online and then using that information to market to us in a really targeted way.
So, like, this plastic surgeon's website is,
yeah,
like, just like the tip of the iceberg.
Absolutely.
Mm.
I think it makes you wonder, you know, how much control do we really have over our decisions?
Mm-hmm.
And are we being manipulated in ways that we don't even realize?
Something to think about next time you're clicking through, you know, booking that trip or ordering takeout, I guess.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that about wraps up this deep dive. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll catch you next time.
See ya.